neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom begin after Sefer Devarim, the Remez, Asarir Rams, hint that gave Am Yisrael. One of the hints that he gave them was Di Zahav. What is Di Zahav? Moshe Rabbeinu says, die. Gold caused you to commit such a wrongdoing. Harav Igeret HaTiyul explains, actually, Shabbat Shalom was giving them a hint in a different way, because Zahav is Rashi Tevot Zan, Hey for Haaretz, and Bet is Bonei Yerushalayim. You remember anything about these three words? Zan, Haaretz, and Bonei Yerushalayim. Chazar Baruch, beautiful, beautiful. So, Shabbat Shalom was telling Am Yisrael and us, if you like to become wealthy, say Bikat HaMazon with Kavana. So when he says Di Zahav, he meant Zan, Haaretz, and Bonei Yerushalayim. That whoever says the Bikat HaMazon with Simcha, with joy, and with Kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Parnasa Beli Torah. What does Beli Torah means? You even don't need to make a move. Nothing. And even he will send people to make a deposit for you. You even don't need to go to the bank. In Yerushalayim. Say amen.
Amen.
So now here, Gemara wonders. It says that when Kohanei HaKodesh, they bless us every morning. Say amen.
Amen.
And we are present. Say amen.
Amen.
He says, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha.
Amen.
So then Gemara says, what? Yisa Hashem Panav? No, it cannot be. Because in Devarim, we learn, it says, Hashem lo yisa panim velo yira shochad. Yisa Panav means Hashem will take bribe. Yisa. It means you can bribe Hashem. But here he says, no, you cannot bribe Hashem. You cannot give roshve. It's impossible. So Gemara says, no. Hashem receives roshve also. You can bribe Hashem. Did you know that? No? So Gemara says that the Baruch Shalom said, what can I do? I said in my Torah, Va'achalta, Ve'savata, Uberachta. So I told them, how much bread you're obligated to eat to say B'kalam HaZon? How much? 60 grams. 60 grams, Hazar Baruch. 60. But you know, my children, even they eat 30 grams, they say B'kalam HaZon. They love me so much that even by eating 30 gram, I told them 60 gram. But when they eat 30 gram, they say, what do they say? They say, Hashem shokr. They say, Bikat HaMazon. So here Hashem said, because they're so devoted to me, they're so thankful, they show gratitude, I let go with my strictness. That means when you say Bikat HaMazon, actually, what are you doing to Hashem? What are you doing? You're bribing Hashem. See what opportunity you have? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a hint. It says, Di Zahav Zan Haaretz and Bonei Yerushalayim. That's what Zahav means. You say Bikat HaMazon, with Kavana, with Simcha, Kelchata. You hear what you say. You recite the Kamazon like exactly like Lahash, like Amidah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Osher v'Osher Ad Belidai. Hashem Yizakenu to be able to Merayim Di Zahav. And Niskev Beharbe Yeshuot B'Sorot Tofot Shefa Mi'enyon V'Zad Hashem Amin Keratzo.
Koilani Shomote Halel Ko Haleluko Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.